Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Big mark, knocked down by Stevenson. Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to this episode of the Monday Waffle on a Tuesday. This week, I hope you all enjoyed your WA Day public holiday. And I'm Poppy, and I'm here with Jared.
Hello.
Great weekend of football.
It was some close games and then some not so close games, but still enjoyable nonetheless.
That's exactly right.
So to start things off, let's have a look, Poppy, at probably the tightest game of the round, Peel v Subi.
Grand final rematch.
And it lived up to the hype, I think, with the drama that unfolded at the end. So quickly through the scores, though. Peel, 12-11-83, falling agonisingly short to Subi's 12-15-87.
And I'm right in saying they were up at three-quarter time. What happened, Peel?
Well, what happened is Kyle Horsley. He's the hero here. He is the hero. Right at the death of it, kicks the winning goal from some brilliant roving off the boundary. But sadly, Poppy, off a Frio rookie's mistake.
Yeah, well, Sean Darcy absolutely pumped Delahunty in the ruck all day, 49 hit-outs to 15, but in the dying minutes, his tap went straight down the throat of Kyle Horsley and straight over the umpire's hat, and that was it. Game over.
Something I guess he's going to have to learn to... You can't do that kind of mistake in the AFL.
No. Can I just point out that the biggest moment of this game was when Zach Dawson kicked yet another goal?
He's lock him in at full forward now.
Jared,
bring
him straight back into the Dockers team. Straight back in. We'll pop Fife in the back line. Yep. And then we'll put Zach Dawson. And he could run through the midfield if he wanted to. He can do anything
he'll
now.
He'll be a rover now. He's the best.
Speaking of the best, Jared, there were some very good players on the weekend despite Peel going down. Tommy Sheridan made his case for reselection in the Dockers side with 29 disposals and 6 tackles. And also Daniel Pearce clearly isn't enjoying his time at Peel, and he had 27 and he's looking to make his AFL comeback.
I think he wants to return. But for Subi's side, you can't look past also Adam Cockie. You mentioned tackles. He got 8 of them himself. And Delahunty, you mentioned he did get monstered in the ruck. He did manage, though, 5 inside 50s himself, so he was running around getting the ball.
He's an amazing athlete, isn't he? He collected 19 disposals on the weekend as well in the ruck. Also, Lee Kitchen, another fantastic game from him after his starring in the state game.
Well, enough of that one. Let's move on to Swans v Perth. And the Swans have done it again. They've won 14-13-97 to Perth's. They tried, but just couldn't get there after being jumped early. 9-10-64 in Alex Howard's 100th game.
Congratulations to the man. Congratulations, Alex. The Swans just jumped them early, kicking 5 goals to 1 in the first quarter, and Perth just never looked likely from there. And it's a real shame because they had some real standout performances. I mean, Michael Sinclair had 29, and Clint Jones keeps on keeping on, doesn't he?
He is the star of that team.
He's Benjamin Button. He's getting younger and better.
He's a good-looking dude. I won't deny it. Brent Latch.
I'll be sure to let him know. Hope you're listening, Clint.
Moving on. Get away from this. Brent Latch, he had 10 marks as well. He did his part. Christian Ayres, 31 hit-outs.
Moving over to the winning team, and we had a 4-goal performance from Matthew Rogers. He also had 24 touches. So, I mean, a pretty all-round performance from him.
Also, just want to quickly say, with Alex Howard's 100th game, kicked his 15th career goal. So it's not the output of a full forward, but hey, he'll take it.
Absolutely. I bet the boys got around him too.
Absolutely.
And our third game we're going to chat about of the round, this was the East Frio South Frio Derby, and I hate to say this, East Fremantle fans, but it was 6-4-40 to South Fremantle, 28-17, 185. Imagine if they'd kicked half of those 17 behinds, Jared. It was nasty.
Like, it was a point where I was watching, I didn't get to this game. I was watching the score go up and down,
There was no going down.
Well, it almost looked like it. The gap was getting that big. I thought they were going to get to 200, and they nearly broke their record that they set in this game in 2006 when they won against East Fremantle by 157.
Oh, close.
Didn't nearly got there, but they were dominated in nearly every stat. So here's a few things for you. South Fremantle had 152 more possessions, 38 extra marks, 16 more hitouts, 46 more inside 50s, and 45 scoring shots to 10.
I can tell you that East Fremantle, take heart, you did win the free kick tally.
Is that every cloud has a silver lining, I guess.
I guess that's it. I guess the umpires may have taken pity there. There were a few standout players. Surprisingly, more of them on the South Fremantle team. They had 22 contributors. Even the defence, who rarely saw the ball at their end of the ground, even they played really well. But Ben Saunders backed up his state game, kicking 3 goals, but he was outshone this week.
Just slightly by a man called Timothy Kelly. If you put it this way, he kicked 7 goals. East Fremantle kicked 6. Timothy Kelly outscored the entire East Fremantle team by himself.
He also had 35 touches.
35 touches. He was everywhere, and he was had a ball on a string. It was his game.
Then he'll be getting the 3 votes, I'd say.
You'd think so. I think he's just got those votes there. It'll be touch and go. Brock Higgins, give him credit, 34 hitouts. He's done his part. Blaine Johnson, 5 goals. Hayden Schloeth, 4. Corey DeLolio, 3.
It was an all-round performance, and congratulations to South Freo, because that is huge. But, I mean, for East Fremantle, they weren't without trying. Cam Eardley had 32, Jaden Schofield had 31, and I mean, on a tough day like that, it's good on them for, you know, keep on keeping on and having as much of the ball as they can.
Well, I'm going to make a call here. It's not the tipping segment, but I'm going to do it now. You might disagree with me, but after these kind of performances, I don't think East Freo will win a game this season.
Jared.
But I don't want to say it, but that's my thought. I'm happy, though. I'll be happily proven wrong. I will take that. I'll take that on the chin if they win.
I'm going to tip them from now to the end of the season so I can be that person that tips them when they win.
You guarantee yourself you're going to get that, but you might fall. Well, you are near the bottom of the tipping anyway.
I don't think I'm going to win the tipping, so.
Not without it. No, you won't. No, not at all.
I got down to the East Perth, West Perth WA Day Derby with Mel Blomley, and here she is with our match report.
East Perth came away with a 46-point victory over West Perth on WA Day at Leaderville Oval. The WA Day Derby saw the largest crowd of the Waffle season, with East Perth finishing 14-19, 103, to West Perth 7-15, 57. East Perth now have 5 wins in a row after opening the season with 5 losses. The loss sees West Perth end their 5-game winning streak. East Perth was leading at quarter time before kicking 6 consecutive goals to set up the victory over the Falcons. Despite playing in a losing team, Aaron Black had 36 possessions and kicked a goal. Shane Nelson had 31. Tyler Keatle could have kept the game interesting had he converted the 4 shots on goal. A number of Eagles pressed their case this week for reselection, with Chris Marston collecting 28 disposals and Scott Lysett making a successful return from injury with limited game time. Luke Partington is looking for his AFL debut after kicking 3 goals and having 22 touches. Willie Rioli got the crowd on their feet when he took a screamer. He was taken off shortly after with tightness in his good hamstring, but the Royals are hopeful it was just precautionary. Jack Redden had a standout game with 29 possessions, 7 tackles and 2 goals. We caught up with him after the match.
Great to get a few wins in a row. What does that mean for the rest of the season?
Well, we're on a bit of a roll now. I think it's 4 in a row. Is it or 5? I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's a testament to the boys, and everyone's playing their role. Everyone's buying in and playing some really good brand of footy at the moment. So, boys are excited, but know that there's a lot of work to do, and obviously had a bit of a slow start. So, heaps of work to do. Still got things to improve on, but it's exciting for the club.
And so, great game for you personally. What was your focus?
Just to play my role, come in, play my role, be predictable to the other boys, work with the ruckman, and, yeah, just play a good brand of footy and that contested footy, which I sort of build my game on, and I think I did that today.
And what's your focus as a team now?
Focus as a team? It's just being predictable to each other, team footy, that good brand of footy. I think we're... Got a good balance between going fast and settling down with the footy and having control. And the boys are just playing good, consistent footy, and it's they're putting their body on the line for the team and just playing a good brand of footy at the moment.
And so great going into the bye with a win as well.
Yeah, there's been a few byes of recent weeks, but yeah, it's perfect for us because we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a few things to do out of the game, but we'll just keep training hard and getting the work in during the week and set us up for the back end of the year.
Mel Blomley for the Monday Waffle.
This is Poppy's Pick on the Monday Waffle. All right, that's right. It is that time of the podcast. It's time for Poppy's Picks, and unfortunately...
Looking forward to this one.
Yeah, I'll bet. Unfortunately, I'm now equal bottom of the tipping ladder. I think we need someone new to chair this segment, and maybe the person to do it will be Jared, who got 4 from 4 this week.
Yep. It just, yeah, I'm on my high horse right now.
Is he
it's
ever?
It's a great moment. I'd like to thank my family.
It's unbearable in this studio. The smugness is just unbearable.
I've got a nice grin on my face.
Pull it together, Jared. although even with the 4 from 4, not on top of the table. Our very own Mel on 34, followed by Tash. Jared, you're all the way in 4th.
Whatever. I don't feel like I got 4 from 4.
And say that I'm all the way in equal last.
Yeah, then hold on. Yeah, so what points am I on?
You are on 31 and the leader is on 34.
And so you are on?
I don't think that's relevant. Anyway, let's get on to this round. I'm on 25.
That's what I have to say.
So this week, there's a few easy games, like the Claremont East Freo game.
Okay.
I think I'm going to tip Claremont to get over East Fremantle, despite saying earlier I was going to tip them thinking that I'm going to be the genius, but...
Not this week.
This will be the week they bloody win too. I'm going to tip Subi over Perth. I'm going to tip South Fremantle to get over Peel after their massive week they just had. And then this last one's a bit tricky, but I think I will go with Swan Districts to keep the winning streak up. Also, very important to note that Claremont are opening their new oval this week. Jared, who are you tipping?
Well, let's have a look. Because I did get 4 from 4, I think I have a better knowledge of this. Unfortunately, I'm probably going to copy you, Poppy.
Big mistake.
Yeah. Well, I was certain you were going to pick East Fremantle because you said you were going to do that.
Yeah, I know I said that, but then I remembered that they lost by 145 points and haven't won a game in 9 games. So I thought, I really, really need the help in the tipping.
So, yeah, I will be going Claremont over East Freo, Subi over Perth. No, I will stick with my gun. South Freo over Peel and the Swans to take down West Perth.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
So, Jared, how's the ladder looking after round 11?
Well, Subi is out ahead, 2 games clear on 36 points, followed closely by South Fremantle with 28 points, but however, they have the commanding percentage. They are 164%, but Subi's also, I think, been a bit of a quiet achiever in terms of scoring. They're 141%, so they're scoring heavily themselves. Swan Districts, West Perth, Peel round out 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then the bottom 4, East Perth, Claremont, Perth, and East Fremantle yet to register a win it's just 52%.
Oh, it's just making me sad the longer the season goes on.
Well, hopefully it's like a band-aid and either they get a quick win or they hope the season ends quickly. But round 12, one of the games.
Round 12, we've got 3 games on Saturday and 1 on the Sunday. So we've got Claremont and East Frio at Claremont Oval, the opening at 2:15.
That'll be an event. Hopefully people get down to that one.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to get down to that one. I'm really looking forward to seeing the revamp. And then you've got Perth and Subi playing at Lathlane Park, also at 2:15. And then South Freo and Peel Thunder at Fremantle Community Bank Oval, also at 2:15. Then on Sunday, we've got Swan Districts and West Perth at Steel Blue Oval at 2:10. So footy all weekend.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
That's a wrap for another episode of the Monday Waffle on a Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jared Gardner.
And I'm Poppy Penny, and thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.